Dr. John Devlin, music director and conductor for the Hawaii Youth Symphony, has joined me to talk about an exciting concert scheduled for April 7th at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's hear something about this concert. First of all, let's get the particulars out of the way. Where is it being held and when?
Yeah, one of the things we love about the Hawaii Youth Symphony is that it gives our students a real professional experience. And so we go professional with the venue. As you mentioned, it's at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, right where the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra performs. So they go and perform on stage where they see their idols performing every weekend. And we're really excited to be there, like you said, Sunday, April 7th at 4 p.m. The event is free and unticketed. So just bring everyone you know and come on down.
You heard it right here. Free. Okay, that's an important thing. There is no excuse. It's a Sunday afternoon, and what wonderful way to support young musicians and hear some fabulous music. So, John, let's talk about the specific pieces that you have planned, and tell us a bit about the elements that stand out in each one.
Sure. So we've talked about this a little bit previously because we have a special guest host at that concert that we'll talk about later. The theme of the concert is perfect fifths, which is a little bit of a musical joke. But in my opinion, we're doing two perfect symphonies, both of which are the composer's fifth, Beethoven and Shostakovich. So the program will open with the Beethoven, we'll end with the Shostakovich, and in the middle, a really special event, Michael Thomas Fomai, a professor of music at UH Manoa. We're going to premiere a piece by him that has been circulating around Oahu all year in a variety of ways.
So, what are some of the challenges with these pieces? What are things that you particularly are looking for in terms of giving the students a very challenging and interesting musical experience?
Oh, that's a great question. So, one of the things that we're doing is giving them a real-life Beethoven performing experience because the orchestra has 110 students. It's massive. We can perform anything from, you know, the 20th century repertoire. But guess what? Beethoven was not a 20th century composer. So, what we've done is we've actually split the orchestra in half. The kids got to vote. Did they want to play the first and second or the third and fourth movements? And then a 55-member orchestra will be performing. Each student has so much more responsibility in that environment. And with Beethoven's music, it needs excitement and it needs volume. So we're really excited for the students to have that experience performing in a big hall, a big piece of music, but with a smaller orchestra.
So I'm curious because of course, you don't rehearse too much. You don't get a lot of rehearsal, I'm assuming. How much rehearsal do they get in the venue so they can get a sense of it?
Yeah, on a weekly basis, we're partners with the UH School of Music, and we're rehearsing there. But guess what? We have one rehearsal in Blaisdell per concert that we perform there, and it's the day of. So the students make a lot of quick technical and adjustments as far as the acoustics within the hall. And I work with the students that day to really fine-tune things so that it sounds great come concert time.
So that, as I understand, is very much like the symphony itself because they don't get much rehearsal either.
They don't get much rehearsal, but we are slightly envious because, of course, all of their rehearsals, for the most part, happen on stage. The students have to adjust very quickly and make that adaptation day of.
John, let's talk a little more about the Fumai piece. What else can you share about that?
So coming up later this month, actually, it's a week from today, the full piece, Reis Hawaiki, will be performed with the forces of the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, the Oahu Choral Society, and many other community partners. And I'll be there in the audience that day because I cannot wait for this event. We've been lucky enough to have an excerpt of that piece created as a suite for orchestra by Michael, and the premiere of this piece will be happening at our version of the concert. It's a three-movement work. The first describes the Hokulea journey. The second is called Po, describing the master navigator who looks up at the stars at night and makes sure that the boat is going the right way. And then the final movement, Reis Hawaiki, the title of the piece, is an embodiment of what it must have felt like for the original settlers of Hawaii to see the islands rise from the ocean and know they had found a new home.
Well, that's going to have a special place in the hearts of our people here in Hawaii. I'm sure that they will be loving it. I'm curious, do you know, has it been performed on the mainland yet?
No, this is a premiere of the piece in all forms. Oh, our youth orchestra, the Hawaii Youth Symphony, has premiered earlier this season, just the third movement of this suite. And then just 2 weeks ago, our second orchestra combined with a group from the Hawaii Youth Opera Chorus to perform another excerpt of this piece. So this work is so tremendous and speaks such a volume about the place that we live that it's had a life with many of the cultural organizations in this wonderful state across the whole season.
So looking forward to that. Would you mind sharing a little bit about the Hawaii Youth Symphony for those who may not be familiar or maybe they're new to Hawaii? It's such a great organization, but I'd love to learn a little bit more about them.
Sure. We're just finishing right now our 54th year of existence, and each week we bring music to about 700 students, not just from Oahu, but from all of the islands. We serve students through a variety of programs, including 7 orchestras. And as you know, not all school pyramids in Hawaii have music K through 12. And so we're trying to complement the amazing work that's being done by the hardworking and talented teachers in our community, both in schools and as private teachers, and giving students a place to come together on the weekends and perform with people that care equally about this, with some of our state's best music teachers leading those ensembles. So we're very proud of this work, and we are a nonprofit organization that's mission is to bring music to every student in Hawaii.
So how can the members of the community support this wonderful work?
That's a great question. So, of course, we operate in many ways through support from both the government and individuals. So a donation is always appreciated. But really what we would love is for people to know about us so that if they have a child or they know of a student that would benefit from participating in our program, that awareness is the thing we care about the most, because we want access to be at the heart of what we do. So if anybody in who's listening today didn't know about us, we're glad you know about us now. And please make sure that the students and children that you know of in your life know of the Hawaii Youth Symphony, and it can be a home for your music making.
So what I'm hearing too is that the experience of working in this ensemble setting, these are good experiences for young folks, no matter whether they want to pursue a career in music or not. I hear that there's a lot of benefit to having this kind of an experience. Would that be accurate?
Completely. What we believe is that we're developing the next generation of conscientious citizens. Some may become professional musicians, but what we care about is building a better community in our future. And we believe that students that have an appreciation for the arts and develop the skills of camaraderie and teamwork that go along with being a member of an ensemble, those are the type of people we want to be living in Hawaii. And those that maybe go to other places as well, they're going to be people of value to the community in a way that we believe is a beautiful thing.
So, John, you are relatively new to Hawaii, although I feel like you're fitting in beautifully. Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here to the symphony.
Sure. What a great question. I grew up in New York, and my shaping experiences as a young musician were through the aptly named New York Youth Symphony. And so as I went through my schooling and ended up in Washington, D.C., where I was for the last 10 years, I knew that a return to music education at this type of level was the thing that was most meaningful for me as a student. And I wanted to turn around and design an experience that I thought could be the most meaningful for the students in this state. So when I was given a chance to join the HYS team, I said yes right away, and it's been a wonderful time since I've moved here with my wife Camille back in August.
Well, we are so happy to have you. So, John, tell us again one more time, when, where, how?
Sure. So the how is the easy part. Free and unticketed, so just come to the Blaisdell. It's Sunday, April 7th at 4 p.m. The program is Beethoven Fifth Symphony, the FOMAI premiere, and then my favorite symphony ends the program, Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5.
Looking forward to this. Please do support our keiki here in Hawaii and have a wonderful afternoon in the bargain.